ninth grade English for Starters book. This record covers the first lesson from the sixth unit of Module 3. It's presented by Light Initiative and voiced by Zainab Shaheen. The title of the unit is Hygiene, Clean Water, Fresh Hopes. A special report by Peter Hudson. Clean water is essential for healthy living, but millions of people around the world don't have water for their basic needs. WaterAid is a charity that helps people in Africa get safe, clean water, dig wells, install pumps, and learn about hygiene. Before I visited a village in Sudan, I had only seen life in the big African cities. In villages, the biggest problem is water. There, I met Ibrahim and his family. They showed me how Water for Africa and the Water Project in Sudan had changed their lives. The charities had helped Sudan, the community, to dig a well, and now they had a supply of drinking water. Ibrahim said, "Rainfall is very low here, so having a well is important." His 14-year-old daughter is called Nahla. She was carrying two buckets of water. She had got it from the well. Because the well is only 300 meters from her home, she now has time to collect the water with her brothers and sisters and attend school too. I talked to Ibrahim's 9-year-old son, Ziad, outside the village school after he had finished a lesson on hygiene. He was very enthusiastic. He said, "It's very important to use soap and wash your hands." I also met Ibrahim's wife, Hiba. She was emptying a bucket of water on the vegetables in the garden. She had just cleaned the house. Ibrahim explained that before the well, the villagers had suffered from various diseases, including cholera. Now they had clean water for cooking, washing, and cleaning. Their lives were completely transformed. هذا الدرس عبارة عن تقرير للصحفي بيتر هيوتسون عن أهمية المياه النظيفة بحياة سكان أفريقيا وخاصة السودان. تأمين مياه شرب نظيفة وصحية كانت واحدة من العوائق الكبيرة بقرى السودان النائية، لكن وبعد جهود العديد من الجمعيات لبناء مضخات وينابيع وآبار بهالقرى، انحلت هالمشكلة بشكل نهائي وتغيرت حياة سكان هالقرى بشكل إيجابي. Comprehension section. Question number 3. Read the article again and decide if these sentences are true or false. Number 1. Poor people pay water aid so they can get clean water. The answer is false. Number 2. Water aid only helps people in Africa. The answer is false. Number 3. The new well isn't far from Ibrahim's home. The answer is true. Number 4. Nahla doesn't have time to go to school. The answer is false. Number 5. Hiba would like to have clean water for her basic needs. The answer is true. Number 6. The well has made the villagers healthier. The answer is true. Vocabulary. Water. Hygiene. Well. Pump. Question number 4. Find words in the text that mean the following. Number 1. A container with a handle for holding water. The answer is bucket. Number 2. A deep hole in the ground from which you can take water or oil. The answer is well. Number 3. The quantity of rain that falls. The answer is rainfall. Number 4. A machine for moving liquid or gas. The answer is pump. Grammar in context. Past perfect. Question number 5. Read the sentences and decide which actions in the text happened first. Number 1. A. Peter Hudson saw Sudan. B. Peter Hudson saw big African cities. The answer is B. Number 2. A. Water for Africa and the Water Project in Sudan helped the community dig a well. B. Peter met Ibrahim's family. The answer is A. Number 3. A. Peter met Nahla. Number B. Nahla got water from the well. The answer is B. Number 4. A. Peter met Ziad. B. Ziad learned about hygiene. The answer is B. Number 5. A. Hiba cleaned the house. B. She emptied a bucket of water. The answer is A. Now rewrite the sentences with the past perfect. Number 1. Peter Hewson had seen big African cities before he saw Sudan. Number 2. Water for Africa and the water project in Sudan had helped the community dig a well before Peter met Ibrahim's family. Number 3. Nahla had got water from the well before Peter met her. Number 4. Ziyad had learned about hygiene before Peter met him. Number 5. Hiba had cleaned the house before she emptied a bucket of water. Question number 6. Giving explanations. Invent explanations for these situations. Number 1. People were leaving the football stadium. The answer is the football match had ended or there had been a fire alarm. Number 2. Iman bought a new watch. The answer is she had lost her old one. Number 3. Hussein was very tired. The answer is he had played football all afternoon. Number 4. There was a fire in the kitchen. The answer is someone had left a cake in the oven. Number 5. The school was empty. The answer is lessons had finished for the day. And now let's move to the activity book. Pages number 32 and 33. Language practice. Help box. We use the past simple to describe something that happened in the past. We use the past perfect to describe something that happened before that time. For example, I had already cooked the dinner by the time my mother came home. When we arrived at the theater, the concert had already started. Exercise number 1. Make sentences. Use the words in brackets. Number 1. A tourist stopped to ask me for directions. He, space, between brackets, lose his map. The answer is had lost. Number 2. Hussein had a stomach ache. He, space, between brackets, eat too many sweets. The answer is had eaten. Number 3. They weren't home when I rang them. They, space, between brackets, already go out. The answer is had already gone. Number 4. Our team lost the match. We, space, between brackets, not practice enough. The answer is had not practiced. Number 5. When we went to the restaurant, we realized that it, space, between brackets, close down. The answer is had closed. Exercise number 2. Join the sentences. Use the past perfect. Number 1. Carol learned to speak 3 languages. She went to school. The answer becomes before she went to school, Carol had learned to speak 3 languages. Number 2. She got married. She was 21. The answer is by the time she was 21, she had got married. Number 3. My friends left. I arrived at the restaurant. The answer is when I arrived at the restaurant, my friends had left. Number 4. He grew a mustache. He looked so different. The answer is he looked so different because he had grown a mustache. Number 5. The lesson ended. I spoke to the teacher. The answer is after the lesson had ended, I spoke to the teacher. Number 6. Their car broke down on the way. They were late. The answer is they were late because their car had broken down on the way. Exercise number 3. Complete the text with the past simple or past perfect. When Mark, space, between brackets, finish his university studies, he, space, between brackets, go to work in Uganda. The answers are had finished and went. A few months earlier, he, space, between brackets, read about a project there. The answer is had read. A charity, space, between brackets, start building schools in villages. The answer is had started. And they, space, between brackets, need more volunteers. The answer is needed. When Mark, space, between brackets, arrive in Uganda, the answer is arrived. He was surprised to see how much the charity, space, between brackets, already do. The answer is had already done. They, space, between brackets, clear trees to make space for the school. The answer is had cleared. They, space, between brackets, dig a well to create a water supply for the school. The answer is had dug. And they, space, between brackets, employ a teacher. The answer is had employed. The children were so excited about their new building. They, space, between brackets, never study in a classroom before. The answer is had never studied. only outside. A few months earlier, they space between brackets write letters to schools in their parts of the world. The answer is had written, and people space between brackets sent them books and classroom equipment. The answer is had sent. Mark space between brackets plan to stay for a year. The answer is had planned. But after the year space between brackets ended, the answer is had ended. He decided to stay longer. He said he space between brackets never feel so useful and so satisfied with a job before. The answer is had never felt. Help box. We use which, that, who, or where to say exactly what or who you are talking about. Examples: the man who or that I was talking to is my uncle. Tourists who come to Jordan usually go to Petra. To give extra information about something or someone, use which for things, who for people. Separate the extra information from the rest of the sentence by commas. Example: my uncle, comma, who works in a hotel, comma, is coming to visit us soon. Tourists in Syria usually go to Damascus, comma, which is the capital city. You cannot use that in extra information sentences. You cannot leave out who or which. Exercise number 4. Write these figures in words. Number 1. 12 million. 12 million. Number 2. 120,000. 120,000. Number 3. 75%. 75%. Number 4. 45-50. 45-50. Number 5. 68.5. 62.5. Number 6. 191. Exercise number 5. Complete the sentences with who or which. Number 1. Mrs. Hayek, space, is a teacher at my school, is leaving soon. The answer is who. Number 2. The charity, space, is based in France, has several projects in Africa too. The answer is which. Number 3. My cousins, space, live in Denmark, email us often. The answer is who. Number 4. I met Tarek, space, said he was on his way to an interview. The answer is who. Number 5. Thank you for taking me to the exhibition, space, I enjoyed a lot. The answer is which. Number 6. She told me she had passed her test, space, was really good news. The answer is which. Number 7. It began to rain suddenly, space, nobody has expected. The answer is which. Number 8. Mr. Hamad, space, is here on business, came for dinner last night. The answer is who. Number 9. Has anyone seen my bag, space, I left here a few minutes ago? The answer is which. Exercise number 6. Join the sentences. Use who or which. Number 1. I spent a weekend by the sea. It was wonderful. The answer is I spent a weekend by the sea, comma, which was wonderful. Number 2. The earth is getting hotter. It's causing the ice caps to melt. The answer is the earth is getting hotter, comma, which is causing the ice caps to melt. Number 3. Some children in Africa live very far from school. They have to walk a long way every day. The answer is some children in Africa, comma, who live far from school, have to walk a long way every day. Number 4. The water is used for washing and cooking, as well as drinking. It comes from a well. The answer is the water, comma, which comes from a well, comma, is used for washing and cooking, as well as drinking. Number 5. People are traveling by plane more frequently. It's causing a lot of damage to the environment. The answer is people are traveling by plane more frequently, comma, which is causing a lot of damage to the environment. Number 6. The new town hall has been built in 3 months. It's opening tomorrow. The answer is the new town hall, comma, which is opening tomorrow, comma, has been built in 3 months. Exercise number 7. Rewrite the sentences, adding the appropriate extra information. The extra information is which is clean, which is bad news for farmers, who were born in Lebanon, who won a scholarship, which arrived today. Number 1. My grandparents came to Syria in 1980. The answer is my grandparents, comma, who were born in Lebanon, comma, came to Syria in 1980. Number 2. Thank you for your birthday card. The answer is thank you for your birthday card, comma, which arrived today. Number 3. Drinking water comes from the new well. The answer is drinking water, comma, which is clean, Kauma comes from the new well. Number 4. There hasn't been much rain. The answer is there hasn't been much rain, Kauma, which is bad news for farmers. Number 5. Ali is studying math in Paris. The answer is Ali, Kauma, who won a scholarship, Kauma, is studying math in Paris. The end of the record and the lesson.